Howdy, to neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Dan Hallstrom with us again today as we talk about lessons learned from COVID-19 in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a program that you've had for several years now, the Masters of Beef Advocacy.
We love this program, and this year we had more than 1,000 FFA students complete the Masters of Beef Advocacy program in 2019, which was extremely exciting, second year in a row of over 1,000 students. As a reminder for people who might not know what the Masters of Beef Advocacy is, it's a go-to program for training and resources to be a strong advocate for the beef community. It's free, it's self-guided, online course, and it provides farmers, ranchers, our youth, and our beef community with information they need to be advocates for the industry and really answer those tough questions about beef and raising cattle. We integrated the program more than 7 years ago with Oklahoma FFA, and it has grown every year. We can't say enough for this partnership with them, and we're very proud of the work we're able to do with Oklahoma agriculture youth. And if listeners would like to get their MBA, just visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
And to learn more about what's happening with the Beef Checkoff, go to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. Our own Casey Shepherd had the chance to talk with Dan Hallstrom, Chief Executive Officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, about where we are on selling meat into the global market. And Casey asked specifically about what's ahead for the second half of 2020.
I think we're well positioned for growth. I think there's, as the world begins to wake up from COVID, the slumber of the COVID depression, so to speak, I think it'll come back with some vigor. We're already seeing it in Asia right now. You know, China, Taiwan, South Korea, Vietnam. These markets are all—they've all been open for a while now. Food service is starting to recover. In the case of Hong Kong, almost back to normal was our report from our team in Hong Kong last night on the food service side. So I think as you see this spread across the world with Mexico and Central America and some of these other markets that are currently in a COVID lockdown, I think that bodes well for demand for U.S. beef and pork, for that matter. And
how do you feel like the country's adjusting to this new business climate?
Well, I think we've been watching it adjust globally since January, when Taiwan and China first were the first markets, and Hong Kong were the first places really impacted. I think the market, in the end, is very efficient. Some markets more than others, but markets like Taiwan and Korea were very resilient. And in a matter of days, literally, these in-dining restaurants that did not have any kind of delivery platforms created online delivery platforms overnight for delivery of meals, both to homes as well as commonplace delivery. It's become very resilient and a business all in of its own. So as these restaurants are reopening for in-person dining, these online platforms remain. So this will be another avenue to sell our products long-term that we didn't have before. So I don't think it's all negative around what's going on the food service side. And of course, the whole story on retail around the world, very similar to U.S., is that, you know, when in restaurant dining slowed down, the retail was booming, and we've definitely taken advantage of that globally with both U.S. beef and pork, taking advantage of that global boom with retail sales. So yeah, I think things are changing and evolving, and it's not all bad. I think there's some things that are going to help us long term to come out of this.
How has the closure and reopening of some of the packing plants affected our export numbers?
Yeah, the last half of April and early May was the height of the disruption in the supply chain, and I think it impacted both domestic and international, in the same way. But I would say for the most part, and we haven't probably seen the main impact because a lot of the products that go to a lot of these countries are frozen. So the April statistics that we just talked about, you look at a market like China or a market like South America, most of that product is frozen. I would argue that most of that was produced well before these supply chain disruptions. So when I say that May could be have a little more downward pressure on the export results, that would be the reason why, because I think in May we're going to more fully realize the lack of some of the supply from April and early May production. But I think the overall disruption has been minimal. I think these plants, amazingly, I mean, I'm sure you saw the slaughters last week where we're back up to virtually 90% of capacity. The plants have done amazing work on adjusting, creating, you know, the sorts of social distancing that's possible in the plants, PPE equipment's more readily available. The plants have done cartwheels to make changes to adapt, and we're starting to see it in the results on the slaughter side. So one of the biggest things we heard globally the last 60 days from customers was, you know, we're, one of our selling points, besides having high quality grain-fed beef, is that we're a very reliable supplier. And they were worried, you know, what's going on? The U.S. is a great supplier, very reliable. Are you going to get this fixed? Well, they've got their answer now. It's not totally fixed, but the trend lines are much, much improved. And there's a lot more confidence with our international customer base, as I'm sure there is with the domestic customer base, in terms of the reliability of our supply chain.
Dan Hullstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 19th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 13th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 350 outstanding fall AI heifers, cows, and 20 head of 20-month-old herd bulls, including Hereford, Angus, Charolais, Sim Angus, and Red Composites, most all breeds and volume. Online catalog, video, and sale information can be found at blackherfordranch.com, or for more information, call 580-309-0711.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.